Hello, everyone. This is Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, and welcome to another edition of the Ground and Pound MMA show here on the Fired Up, which you can hear at least twice daily on 108 platforms. With me is Giancarlo Ellino and also the Hall of Famer Steve Carney of WDAE Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Now, Steve and Giancarlo, what's that whiskey that Conor McGregor has? What's it called again? I forgot what's it called. What's it called, that his drink there? Anyways, I'm going to toast to him and his girlfriend, Dee Devlin, on welcoming their second child. He's already tattooed. And congratulations to Conor McGregor and his girlfriend. When's he going to propose? I don't know. All right. John Jones. John Jones is scheduled to defend the title against Smith at UFC 235 March 2nd in Las Vegas, pending license approval. Steve, what do you think about this? Because what happened to John Jones, Brock Lesnar? What happened to John Jones, Daniel Cormier?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we all believe that there was going to be another match between John Jones and Daniel Cormier, or John Jones and Brock Lesnar, if Jones did win the light heavyweight championship. But you know, we also thought that could be a possibility if he lost the light heavyweight championship and Alexander Gustafsson was holding the title. For me, I think it makes sense to try and get Jones back into camp and get him back in the octagon as quickly as possible. I think the big question is going to be, will the Nevada State Athletic Commission give Jones a license to fight in the state of Nevada? We know that was a big problem and why the last card of the year in 2018 had to be moved from the T-Mobile Arena to the Los Angeles Forum in Inglewood. If the Athletic Commission won't give him a license to fight, I don't see how you can make this your main event without already knowing that he's going to get his license.
By the way, in case they don't, if they want to move it to Inglewood, California, the Kings play at the Staples Center March 2nd versus the Hawks at 4 p.m. Eastern. So
But it's a different building. So.
I know it's a different building, but who cares about traffic in Los Angeles, right?
Yeah,
who
there's cares? Always traffic in Los Angeles.
That's right. Now, another bout, Woodley versus Usman. What do you think, Giancarlo?
To be honest, I'm a little disappointed in Tyron Woodley facing Usman instead of Colby Covington, because Woodley and Covington has been going back and forth on Twitter. They have this built-in rivalry right now. It's been selling. Like, people actually want to see Woodley tear him apart, or the people who are for Colby Covington and his character, so to speak, on Twitter want to see him win. And Colby Covington is an interim champion, so with Usman just coming in, it kind of makes that whole interim championship win meaningless. And I don't know, I think Tyron Woodley should have been fighting him, but it's still a great matchup, and it'll be interesting to see if Usman can take out Tyron Woodley, who's been dominant right now in the welterweight division.
All right, what do you say, Steve?
Yeah, you know, 170-pound class has been lacking, to say the least, at least in my opinion. You know, I think that you have to go back quite a ways to find a fight. Probably you got to go back to Woodley and Robbie Lawler at 170 pounds to find a fight for the welterweight class that got my attention. But this one really does. I know that there are folks like Giancarlo that want to see Colby Covington get that shot with Tyron Woodley, and I think that if that was going to be the only title fight on the card, you probably would have seen that fight. But because the thought is that they're also going to have John Jones on this card, that they really don't want to blow all of their fights in one, especially March 2nd. It's not if it had been WrestleMania weekend, I think you probably would have seen not just John Jones, but you would have seen Tyron Woodley and Colby Covington. And I think that they are trying to hold off on having those mega cards for times when they're trying to counter program other major events in the sporting world.
All right. Well, you mentioned Robbie Lawler. He takes on the debuting Askren. I know Giancarlo wants to talk about this one. Go ahead, Giancarlo. You start us off first.
Yeah, Ben Askren is just calling out everybody on Twitter. He even last week was talking about John Jones and the trash talk back and forth there. John Jones even felt the need to go to his Instagram and comment on Ben Askren. So he's been a popular guy amongst everyone in the UFC, and rightfully so. He's all these years that Dana White said he wasn't going to sign him, that he's not good enough to be in the UFC. Now he comes in and willingly was going to save the card in January before they canceled it. So I think even him versus Usman would have made more sense for this card, since he's been calling him Marty from Nebraska for the last month. But him and Robbie Lawler is a fun fight to watch, and I can't wait to see that, his debut in the UFC.
All right. What do you say, Steve?
You can sum it up in two words. Hammer down. There is going to be some fists a flying in that one. Bombs are going to be thrown both directions. This is going to be like, Ivan Drago and Rocky Balboa on December 25th in Russia. And Rocky IV, they're just going to stand there and they're just going to swing at each other and see which one can knock down the other tree first with their bare hands. It should be a lot of fun. I'm really excited. And yeah, having watched Askren from afar and seen, the talk from the folks at the UFC saying, oh, no, we're not going to get him. We're not going to sign him. He's not worth it. He's not good enough. And this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden, they're trading Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson for an opportunity to sign him. Let him talk all the trash he wants. Of course, he's going to have to back it up.
UFC 235 getting to be good. Holly Holmes is on the card. Sanchez against Mickey Gall's on the card. So that looks like a very entertaining card. And also, a couple weeks from now, UFC on ESPN debuts in Brooklyn, New York. Jay-Z is going to be there. Everybody's going to be there. Steve Carney, are you going to be in Brooklyn?
I'm not going to be there in Brooklyn, but I've heard that Dog the Bounty Hunter may be looking at Greg Hardy.
All right, so I'm gonna ask you, we're 2 weeks away. Who you got in the main event for that UFC on ESPN?
That card is not surprisingly stacked for a matchup. I think that you're looking at probably one of the better main events, with Cain Velasquez going up against. Is that Velasquez?
No,
Nagano.
TJ Dillashaw. That's Dillashaw for the flyweight championship.
Ooh, that's even better. that makes me even happier. I think watching Dillashaw and Henry Cejudo.
Yep.
At 25 pounds, I think that's going to be crazy. I don't know how you can go against somebody that beat Mighty Mouse Johnson. So I'm going to go with Cejudo.
All right, Giancarlo?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Cejudo too. A lot of people are going with TJ Dillashaw online with like the competition he's faced, like Dominic Cruz, and how he's been able to beat him and Cody Garbrandt, but people are forgetting that TJ Dillashaw is pretty shredded at 135. He's going to be cutting another 10 pounds on top of that. He posted even a video on his Instagram where, just talking about weight cuts, he looks drained right now. And come fight time against Henry Cejudo, a 125-pound guy who just beat the greatest 125-pounder of all time in Mighty Mouse, I think Henry Cejudo is going to shock the world here, beat Dillashaw. And then we're going to be looking at a rematch for the 135-pound title.
All right. Let's close it out with this. It's 2019. If at the end of 2019, you think John Jones still hasn't lost, or let's say, put it this way, what's a better chance, Steve? First, Steve, what's a better chance? John Jones haven't lost, or John Jones tested positive once again?
I personally think, it's hilarious because you're thinking, what's going to be the bigger chance? Is John Jones not losing or John Jones not fighting because he's tested positive again? For me, I'm going to go with John Jones not losing. I have to think that somebody has to get it through Jones's head that, you've got to stay on the straight and narrow. You're you're the cash cow for this organization. And, you know, the more time that you miss, it's the worst, not just for the UFC, but it's worse for him. You know, it's more money out of his pocket over the course of his career. So I'm going to say Jones not losing. I think he fights in March, and then he probably fights again in September. So he's probably got two fights in him the rest of the year. And I think that there's a good chance that he could go 2-0.
Giancarlo?
Yeah, I agree there. Just Lionheart Smith, I love him. I love what he's been able to do the last, like, three fights against some top competition. But I think Jones is just too good. And then if Jones wins that and goes on to fight Daniel Cormier, Cormier is going to be 40 at that point, and John Jones has already beaten him twice. So I think John Jones staying undefeated this year is realistic.
All right. Steve Carney, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, it's on most social media platforms, including Twitter and Instagram, at Steve Carney. Check me out on 95.3 WDA and AM 620 weekdays, which you can also hear live and on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Giancarlo Aulino. You like that, eh? Go ahead.
I do. Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at John_411, Instagram at Giancarlo_Aulino, and follow all my work on barnburner.ca.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Joe.